Hello, hello. This is Kinnack, also known as Landon Winkler, coming back to you for the 38th Metroplexity podcast. Let's dive in to some September questions, and if I get to the end without talking about everything that I want to ramble about, I will ramble then. First off, we've got a trio of questions from Gold S. Is it currently possible to get skill 79? Yes, that is active in the game. It's not an easy one to get, but you definitely can get it. Is the new, more easily accessible cyberware from the paperback preparation for the Old Town update? Sort of related to Old Town in that there is a cyber clinic in Old Town that's just publicly available, so you don't have to, you know, do a quest unlock for it. So having a separate, you know, available cyberware option in the meantime won't cause any problems with Old Town stuff or negate any quest rewards or anything like that. Are there any salvage exclusive items like the thin shiv from the Rotting Journal that have yet to be discovered? I don't believe so. I guess not any items. Yeah. That is actually the appropriate answer. There is at least one thing that is salvaging exclusive that hasn't been discovered. Moving on, so we got some questions from Bulls, and by some questions I mean a question. Who are the ancients whose blood is so tasty? I mean, presumably the same people who made those crazy puzzle boxes. I don't know. It seems like an interesting thing to dig into and discover. Some questions from Al. The new horror book caught me off guard for a podcast at the same time, but here goes. I know no pain can be attained from non-alcohol sources, but it seems a bit odd that it doesn't count as a drunken effect, especially in game for Eclipse Whiskey, for example, when whiskey by itself does have a drunken effect. The drunkenness is more about, like, loss of control than lack of pain. I mean, most of the drunkenness stuff is, like, you, like, flipping out and punching people in the face and so forth, which no pain is a different sort of inebriation. For the charmed chain, is there a has fangs flag, or is the fanged charm based on intrinsic factors? For a while, it seemed that opponents' ghoul bite would give it, but not all of them seem to work. Let's see. There is not a specific fangs flag, no. It's based on other factors than, you know, I don't have anything specifically going into who has or doesn't have teeth. Granding Mortar seems to require both the etheric effect and a suboptimal offhand equipped for a 6 base damage etheric attack. This seems pretty weak trade-off overall. Is there something else we are missing here? It's always possible that it might be bad. I mean, there's a fair amount of stuff going on with Grinding Mortar, but it's not a... I mean, there always will be things that I make that just end up being radically unbalanced. I consider it a strength of my design. They're usually radically unbalanced on the terrible side. But, yeah, there's... obviously, there's more than purely just the 6 base damage there. The Garrote technique gives a special message with the lace equipped, but with no apparent increase in damage. Anything we're missing there? That one might actually just say that because you have the Garrote equipped, because that's sort of... And that might be pure flavor text. Let me double check here. It's been a while since I've thought about that one. I do like Garrotes. It also helps if you can spell Garrote when you're searching for it in the database. There we go. Oh, there is actually an additional benefit there. You just it may not be the easiest thing in the world to see. Some opponents are crunchy when you eat them with Cool Touch. Is this specific clay or some combination of made out of stone and made out of metal and made out of bone? Do you track the materials that opponents are made out of? I believe, a combination of several flags. I don't have... they probably should be separate, stone, bone, and metal. Stone has its own, metal and bone don't yet. But probably should, just on principle. Related, is the horrific spider made out of stone? Rock Splitter Shot doesn't seem to think so. It probably should be made out of stone. I thought I had made that change, but you may have noticed that this game is pretty complicated, so it's not too weird for me to... There we go. Should now be responding to that properly. Also related, have we reached the end of the line with the holographic troll, or is there anything more to find there? I mean, there's... you've presumably figured out what to do with the rewards from the holographic troll, but no, there's not a final boss past the troll. I was considering making that item just ridiculously huge, which is a problem that I have, and having like two or three more enemies and a bunch more interactions and stuff like that. But there comes a time when perfect becomes the enemy of done. Those NNN accounts seem to pile up a lot more than they are useful. Now that we can get them from the university net, I wonder if it makes sense for the computer lab to drop them too. The NNN accounts aren't for... I mean, they're not intended to be endlessly useful, I guess. There's sort of a, if you don't have... If you've run out of things to do with them, you've run out of things to do with them. So, I like having it on the lab, because that means that they're basically always available. Whereas the university net is something that I consider more, optional, in that it can be pretty challenging, particularly at sort of the level of understanding that you guys have of the net so far, to get specific things that you want. So if you do want stuff from NNN, then it I think it works a lot better to have that be within the lab computer, or at least available from the lab computer. And if you do jump into the university net instead of spending all of your time at the lab, which is obviously a totally legitimate option, having it there too, I mean, it's nice. It's, I like having really multiple options to get most anything, but it's, I mean, there are a lot of items that, because I want them to be easily available, you just get an absolute fuck ton of them, right? So that's about where that is. I mean, it's sort of like it's not like half a sandwich, but it's something that I want to be easily available, which means if you're really cracking at the content that it's involved in, you're just going to get an absolute fuck ton of them. Can you give us the usual status report on Novos' upcoming hunt and life? Let's see. Novos is... Well, actually, let's sort of blend that around. There have been some... Hmm. I'm sort of trying to figure out how to work my answers into a coherent narrative here. So I've talked before on a number of occasions about how the amount of work I get done is very sort of energy based for Metroplexity, which is delightfully appropriate in my opinion. And was sort of lost my stride a while back, and then went to Gen Con, which was great, by the way, and got sick, because that's what you do at cons, and sort of slagged around there for a while. But anyway, the distractions and sickness are not really the main issue there. It's just sort of keeping focus, keeping, you know, plugging away, making sure that I'm doing things that I enjoy, so I keep doing them. So there's been, I hesitate to say a reorganization, but like we're trying some different strategies as far as keeping things moving. Obviously, more small updates is always good, and I feel like not doing small updates is something I tried to get the Novos content pushed out, but it doesn't actually seem to make things go any faster, which is dumb, but I guess sort of consistent with what I've found about myself, in that I can sort of get... I haven't hit a point yet where the limiting factor on my effectiveness is hours in the day. I mean, some days I might do things completely other than work, and that's, you know, one factor. But on a day that I'm actually working, it's never a question of, you know, oh, I've run up my 8 hours and I still have stuff to do. It's more like, I'm done. So we're trying... it's sort of a pair of things. This one of them speaks to Novos. One is this sort of reorganization that I mentioned, in that Liz is sort of playing boss. Liz being my spouse and also a player of Metroplexity when she's traveling for work. Is sort of... I've been doing weekly reports to her for a while, just to have some like record that I'm doing things, because it's very easy to feel like there's just an endless amount of work, which there is, and you're not really making any progress because it's just equally endless at the beginning of the week and the end of the week. Or, I mean, really, the beginning of the year and the end of the year. I'm not going to run out of things to do with Metroplexity anytime in the near future. Anyway, she's taking a little more active role in that, and hopefully keeping me on task. We'll see how that goes. The other thing is, I'm trying a slightly different approach for content rollouts, where I will be just breaking things up in smaller chunks, and sort of approaching it as... like putting out a skeleton and then fleshing the skeleton actually as we go. And that it serves a couple of, I think, pretty solid purposes. One of them being that it's basically impossible to properly debug like a huge block of content all at once. There's just a lot of stuff that'll get missed. The other big thing is that once you've been grinding away at a big project for a couple of months, at least for me, it becomes very difficult to sort of justify doing any more work on it. It's just, you lose sight of, I lose sight of the end goal. So that's sort of Metroplexity games news. Nothing, obviously, super interesting, just project management stuff, basically. But the last point there sort of speaks to how I'll be handling Novos, in that I've sort of broken into chunks, and I think that some of those will be broken into subchunks. And the next chunk should be available quite soon. As far as other upcoming content, I mean, obviously Novos stuff, I'd like to get back on track doing little weekly updates, because they don't seem to hurt anything, so might as well put them out there. Obviously, Halloween approacheth, and depending on how the Novos rollout goes, I'll be doing some sort of project management-y reconsideration, how exactly I want to do Old Town. It's possible that the area might open up first, and then the quest through it later, or quests separately, or something like that. I'm not exactly sure how if we'll be able to do that other than one giant content drop, which I would really think probably won't work very well. So we'll burn that bridge when we come to it, I guess. So let's see. Other than that, Liz has been traveling a lot for work, so I've been left to my own devices, which is part of the reason that content's moving a little faster. In that, like, weekends are normally, you know, me and Liz time, and when Liz is in, you know, Washington, D.C. or whatever, I just become working on, you know, games time, so that works out pretty well. The only other thing of note that I guess is interesting from a Metroplexity perspective is Puyo and I are sort of putting our heads together on a project that no idea when that'll see the light of day, but part of the deal with her providing art for Metroplexity, in addition to, you know, the percentage of payment and so forth, is that when she wants to make a game, I'll help with the coding and the writing, because her neither her English nor her Japanese is to a level where she would want to do game writing. So I will be... has decided to cash in that chip, and we're working on something that I think will be pretty cool, but not going to talk about it too much, because it might exist in, like, months, it might exist in years, sort of thing. But I will be making sure that that doesn't interfere with, obviously, my Metroplexity Pod Heroes gigs, as it were. Let's take a look at the next question. We've got a fishing question from Valma. I'm sure that you are all shocked. I recently did some fishing on the ghost ship and encountered something that struck me as odd. The skullfish did not appear to respond to the plus surface modifier, but did respond to plus deep, although not greatly, plus object, and plus fish. Is there something a little off with the skullfish, or does it relate to how there are no other print fish present aside from the skullfish, so plus surface and plus deep react oddly? Let me take a look. I think there might be something specifically weird with that. Oh, oops. I'm looking at totally the wrong thing. Ghost ship. Yes, there is a there's nothing specifically with the skullfish per se, but the ghost ship is a pretty interesting fishing spot. I don't think that you should have had any particular rudeness with top and bottom. Your data's coming back very strange, but I'm not seeing. I mean, it's a weird location, but nothing I'm seeing would really explicitly explain the results that you're seeing. I mean, if you haven't collected a ton of data, collect more data. Otherwise, I guess send it to me, and I'll try to figure it out from my side. Some questions from Magnifico. When life is cheap, people are willing to take crazy risks. Still, would the average Metroplex resident think, here's an organ of an unknown type of function, background in the nightmares of a previous generation? I think I'll have a cyberdoc pop it in and see what it does. Or is that the PC's apparent immortality talking? Most people in Metroplex and as a whole is rather are not really excited about getting cyberware. It's more of a surgery than an elective thing for the most part. Like if, you know, your eyes start going bad, you get cyber eyes, or, you know, if you lose an arm for some reason, you get a cyber arm. You will occasionally see people who are either like really are putting their life on the line a lot, like people, you know, that you'd meet in combat will sometimes make those sorts of trades just because, you know, better that you undergo a creepy surgery. I'm not talking about the bat-grown organs, which are extra creepy, but just like even normal cyber eyes or whatever. People who are under a lot of pressure from the corporations. But yeah, even in those situations, like, people will tend to get, you know, approved cyberware rather than, you know, creepy background mad science. For a while, Vol's wiki message of the day was exhorting us to find a way to shoot the fish. Is that actually possible? Not to the best of my knowledge, but people have surprised me before. Even after all this time, I'm still bothered by the apparent underwhelmingness of Stone's pistol and Stone's beat stick. Is there more to one or both of the items than we know? I don't believe so. So, I guess, sorry that they are underwhelming. If there's any specific buff that you would like, I guess you can let me know. I don't know of anyone who has managed to get more than one instance of continuing fire, and it seems very difficult to get more than one or two conservative fire. Are we missing something about the unlock there, or is it just really hard to get in quantity? Or perhaps is the acquisition code not working quite right? A lot of techniques have various and sundry sort of diminishing returns on getting them. So it's possible that those are either too strong or, in a lot of cases, it's just requires a lot of finesse to get the, a lot more finesse to get, you know, the second or third one than the zeroth or first one. But I can, this is me typing to myself to the foreign memory suggests that it's not just Midgard fooling around with Eclipse. Is this something the PCs just haven't heard of up to now because they live in territory firmly under Midgard's control? or is the involvement of other corps with Eclipse a new development? There's a little bit more going on with the foreign memory than might be immediately apparent. There's sort of a bit of backstory there in that it's really an active question of who is the they that sent them those pills. And the memory is from a foreign location, but did they receive it from someone local, or did they receive it from Midgar or someone in Midgar territories? That's sort of a open question at this point. The hacking result about cyberware suggests new avenues of research and philosophy. Looks like a big fat hit, but one that, despite or because of a real-life philosophy background, I haven't found a way to follow up on successfully. Any nudges you want to impart here? Philosophy is something that is not easy to research in-game, but with in theory, with access to, you know, the right neuralware, you could probably play around with that more. I would not worry about it for the time being, though. Speaking of cyberware and philosophy, I'm curious why all cyberware we've found so far is some sort of associated penalty in addition to the ongoing body cost. I'm not applying any sort of criticism here. I'm just interested in having you walk through the underlying sign philosophy. Most of the cyberware that you've gotten so far, I guess it's sort of two reasons. One of them is that the basic design of sort of drugs and cyberware is supposed to be a little double-edged. Obviously, the drugs are a lot less obviously double-edged. The bigger part of it is that most of the cyberware you've come across so far is not great. So I would expect to see better stuff coming eventually with lesser penalties. I guess on the third hand, as it were. There's also a question of whether cyberware is strictly superior to mundane organs. You know, the mundane equivalents. And I feel like it's typically more that it's specialized. I wouldn't be surprised to find cyberware, particularly like high-grade bioware, at some point that doesn't have any penalties associated with it. It's just pure bonus. Except for the body cost, obviously. But as a whole, I feel like just flavor-wise, cybernetics are more about specializing, and that replacing chunks of your body with, you know, cyberware creates a trade-off, typically. But there's probably stuff out there that, you know, just is, you know, stronger without being, you know, having associated penalties, but you would not run into those yet. Will the NovusNet include any new skills? I do plan on having at least one new skill associated with Novus at some point, but that might be a little ways off. It may not launch with the main chunk of the NovusNet. Are there any interactions between the Red Lens goggles or derivative thereof and the new Patrick Dream skills? Are they too drawn from unrelated fields of math science? I actually totally meant to include something that did that. No, entirely. They're a fault of my own. They are sort of from somewhat different branches of mad science. By the way, if people heart the mad science, obviously, like, not every donation item is going to be Mad Science, but just let me know, because I can send a virtually infinite number of Mad Science art requests to Puyo, and they will... get done and be awesome, because if there's anyone in this world that loves Mad Science more than me, it's Puyo, so it works out pretty well. Some questions from Arcane. Let's mix things up a little for the podcast. Instead of me asking questions, let's have you ask the questions, and I give the answers. Remember to preface all of your answers with who is or what is, or else it doesn't count. Alright. Jeopardy from Arcane. The professor day in and day out studies the lake serpent samples, even though it only takes a couple of days of hacking to completely figure it out. Even though it only takes players a couple of days of hacking to completely figure it out. Oh, this professor. Oh, I thought it was the professor, and I was like, that's not something with the sense making. I believe that would be Dr. Evans, but I'm actually really bad with names. I'm a terrible, terrible human being. I'm checking to see if I'm right now. Dr. Myers. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Evans is computer science. Yeah. Sorry. One second. I just broke something and need to fix it now. Yippity. Of people that the player base know, this person is perhaps the most knowledgeable on network security. Who is Dr. Amundsen? This company apparently makes prototype entertainment items for the black market and not actually fully release them to the general public. Who is Midgard? Those poor bastards. Daily Double. Zach has very mixed opinions on the value of unearthly coins. On one hand, offering styling coats made of invulnerable material for one unearthly coin. On the other hand, demanding two unearthly coins for a battered mining helmet. But even he felt he pulled a fast one when he demanded coins for that one. What is... Because Zach will charge what the market will bear? I'm not actually sure how to form that into a question. this neglected item could use a little bit more love and attention. What is the festive knit cap? Poor festive knit cap. This person was the first player to win all four seasonal coins in a single season. His achievement was finally matched by the FOP in the 23rd season, where the FOP did 63% of all resets that season. Who is Mag? I'm not actually 100% sure. This is the name of the new zone that's coming out this year. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. What is... I hope there's an answer to this question. We'll see. I don't have firm plans to include a new zone. There may be some a large amount of new content for an existing zone. There might be a new sort of zone-esque area, but there's sort of an open question of whether there will be a truly new zone. It's normally impossible to combat encounter with the horrific spider if already the influence of spider venom, but this particular encounter allows you to do just that. What is... I actually believe there are several, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about. This is Kinnack's favorite furniture item. Hmm. That's a toughie. I'm actually going to say, what is the Christmas tree? I really like how the Christmas tree turned out. as weighed down with ornaments as it is. This drug would have been the number one drug of choice for hipsters if it weren't for the availability of Eclipse. What is Metros Light? Probably not, but that would fit with my hipster experience. Actually, probably, what is Z? Which you haven't run into too much, but is a popular substance of choice with the more of the party crowd downtown. When Metroplex first did Christmas holiday content, the content ended on Christmas Day. This changed on Christmas 2010 with the introduction of this post-Christmas boss. What is the snow monstrosity? I think. But I love the snow monstrosity, so this is right anyway. This item can't actually be given to the Ocean King as tribute, even though it shows up as an option. Oh, I remember coding that. What is the Bone Scepter? Hopefully I didn't bet too much on that one. Cryptodynamic. Hi, Kinnack. Hi, Cryptodynamic. Have you had any design thoughts on what players might be able to do if we ever get access to the equipment for creating neural recordings? Yeah, I've put some thought into that. In that, like, how the creation would get triggered, basically. I don't expect that to happen, because it's pretty specialized equipment and it's hard to get even small pieces of into Midgar territory. But if it does happen, I am prepared. We're still having some trouble digging up the secrets lurking in the mold golem, so maybe you'll take pity on us. Can something be found just by generally using the right equipment effects techniques in the fight, or is it more complex? The biggest missing thing is pretty tricky, because it is actually a skill interaction rather than a equipment interaction. The most wonderful time of the year in Metroplexy is rapidly coming up. Hooray for Halloween! Hooray! Are any of the authors of the stories in the Halloween books sold each year, people we've met in-game? Most of them are nameless students. Sothrain wrote one. Maybe two. I believe that there are some that just contributed as well. But the vast majority of them are just sort of background students. How much is Jess giving off the top of our fundraising, and is she set for life by now? Well, she's still out selling her books in the quad, so I'm betting she's either on the up and up or smart enough to know that if she stopped selling her books on the quad, people would start to get suspicious. Any teasers for this year? Well, I will be I did just send off the art quest for all the new art that we'll be using. It's hopefully going to be hopefully I'm going to be able to keep Halloween under control and not totally burn myself out by the end of the month, which is what usually happens. It should sort of tie in a couple of other pieces of content that I would like to have coming out. One of those being some of the Novo stuff, which should be kind of cool. One of those being the area that isn't quite actually a zone that I mentioned. And, of course, it will have a bit of tie-in with October's unearthly item, because it's that'll be sort of Halloween-themed. Not that you'll need the item to participate or anything like that, obviously. But yeah, it, I think I've got something pretty interesting and different cooked up that hopefully won't completely murder me. But we'll see. You know how these things go. Alright, and we are down to the bottom. I think I hit on everything I wanted to talk about, so we've got some Novo stuff coming up pretty soon, leading into more Novo stuff and little updates leading into Halloween. Hopefully the last of the Novo stuff will be done around then. I don't necessarily expect it to be having it all done by Halloween, but I think there'll sort of be an arc with Novo stuff and Halloween. Then once all of the Novo stuff is done, more little updates and figuring out how exactly we're gonna make Old Town work, because that's been in the works for a while. Not a lot of forward motion on that, so we're gonna have to put some serious thought into how that works once we sort of see how the new approach does on Novos. Hopefully you'll get some new toys to play with soon, and we'll probably be talking again before Halloween. See about that. That should be about it. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks for playing. Obviously, if you donate, thank you very much for donating. I hope you all enjoyed the Novos content when it comes out and enjoyed the mad science item. And I will talk to you again soon.